A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you are talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." The Gospel of the Lord. How perceptive and kind Jesus reveals himself to be in this passage from John's Gospel. It is the night before he's going to die. These are the words he speaks, the message he gives to his friends as a farewell. These are words he wants them to always remember. He loves them, and he knows they love him. But he also knows they are weak. And so when they profess their faith in him, he tells them that he knows they are weak and they will abandon him in his hour. They will leave him alone, with no support, no effort to accompany him when he makes no effort to resist arrest. They will leave him alone. But he hastens to add, "But I am not alone, because the Father is with me." Earlier in this farewell discourse, Jesus has emphasized the fact that he and the Father are one. He is certain that the Father will be with him as he is questioned, tortured, and put to death. He will not be alone. He will have what he needs to carry out his mission. Jesus makes it plain that he is telling them this so that they, his friends, might have peace in him, so that when they remember this tragic event and their failure to remain loyal to Jesus, they will not get stuck in their failure, but know that Jesus has accepted them as they are with their weakness. He tells them that they will have troubles too, but that they should have confidence and take courage, that they will be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, and they will not be alone when their hour comes to face the world, which will persecute them. He has conquered the world, and they will share in that victory. After the Ascension and Pentecost, when the disciples were persecuted for the sake of Jesus, they must have been amazed at the strength, courage, and even joy that they experienced even as they suffered. They knew they were not alone, that the Father was with them. And the message is the same for us today. No matter what we may encounter in our lives, we are never really alone. Even if our friends and family desert us, betray us, or forget us, we are not alone. We have our loving God within us, who will supply what we need and will never abandon us. Most loyal and loving God, thank you for your presence in my life, in my joys, my sorrows, and my fears. Help me to remember that I am never alone, that you are with me always. Amen.